In the Navajo Nation, several schools are state-funded, and those teachers want their voices heard, too. In Tuba City, a group of teachers coined their own term, Res for Ed. Tuba City High School teacher Carmen Hanyata took personal leave to protest one day last week with 24 others. Many of the international teachers who come from the Philippines hope to get work visas with the help of the school. They kept the school open. Hanyata says the need for better-funded schools is great, if not greater, in rural districts.
Our funding goes towards transportation. We bus our kids out at least 80 miles. School districts on the res, we have to provide staff housing. The other part, because our kids are low social economic, our kids don't have school supplies.
Hanyata says she was working at a Bureau of Indian Education-funded school on Hopi, and she took a $13,000 pay cut to come home to the public school in Tuba City. Wes Brownfield is the executive director of the Arizona Rural Schools Association. He says many rural teachers chose to participate in Red for Ed in small ways. He says they have to be more careful who they antagonize.
Everybody knows everybody. You cannot be anonymous.
But Brownfield says that doesn't mean the teachers don't feel undervalued and want to change. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.